Colonel Alan West. Thrilled to get him on the radio with us this morning. Colonel West, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, Mark? And it's too early to laugh that hard, okay?
Oh, boy. Every time I play a new soundbite from her, you know, whether it's no, I'm not over it, or all these people are pressuring her to run. You know, I just had a Democrat in the studio here with me a minute ago at the top of the hour, and even he wants to run the other way when he hears Hillary saying that these days.
Well, the amazing thing is it shows you just how bad things are for the Democrat Socialist Party. They are coming to the realization they don't have someone that is really able to step in and run for president of the United States of America. You know, you've got Michael Bloomberg has jumped in there. You're hearing about Deval Patrick. You're even hearing about Eric Holder. And now Hillary Clinton is – it was the Sean Connery James Bond movie, Never Say Never Again. And so here she is. I just don't get it. There comes a point in time you have to stop, you know, succumbing yourself to the delusion and start to realize that I lost. I lost twice. I lost badly. And I should just go away. But you're right. It's probably Bill Clinton saying, you know, please get out of the house. Please get out of the house.
No, I'm not over it.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly probably who it is. You know, speaking of which, and I said this also to my guest earlier, Colonel West, why not just beat Donald Trump when you go to the ballot box in November? Why this effort?
Can't. Because they can't, Mark. They don't have any policies that will enable them to defeat Donald Trump. And so the clown car show is going to show up in Capitol Hill today, and these hearings that are just a sham. It's just the Adam Schiff show. And talk about a person that has a problem with truthfulness. I mean, he is going to be heading up an impeachment inquiry hearing. I don't know what it's called today. But as Al Green, the congressional representative down in the Houston area, said, we've got to impeach him because we can't wait until November 2020. And that's what they're coming to the realization about.
Well, and they probably should be a little concerned. Joe Biden, you know, every time he's on stage, it's another gaffe. And even though he's leading in the polls, you can't help but think that's a fairly tepid level of support that just happens to be more than the tepid support everyone else has in the party right now.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you're spot on in that assessment. And the other thing you have to come to realize is that the Democrat Party is now in an untenable position. They are in a very, very tight corner because their base is a far-left base. Their base is controlled by, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her girl Suicide Squad, along with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. They don't want someone that is, quote unquote, a moderate, such as a Joe Biden. So if it's Joe Biden, then the far left progressive socialist is going to stay at home.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, if it's a nominee such as Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, then the moderate, you know, I guess you would call them normal Democrats, will stay at home. So they really don't have anywhere to go. And this is a problem of their own making.
Yeah, very much so. They're sniping at each other over, you know, who could spend the most without raising taxes. I mean, it's like, and I had a story before we got you on the air here the Wall Street Journal has a story today about somebody who kept buying new cars and rolling over the excess amount of cash they still owed on the previous car until they had a $45,000 loan on a $27,000 vehicle. To me, that evades common sense. And I don't know why anybody on the left wouldn't look at the proposals of a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren and not have warning signs going off in front of their face.
Because for whatever reason, they still believe that centralized economic planning works. They still believe that the policy of wealth redistribution works. They still believe that making everyone equal, you know, an economy that works for everyone, you know, we all have different talents. We all have different skills and abilities. I wish that I could have been born 6'2", 6'3", and run fast on a football field or be able to drain a three-pointer. But I have my own talents based upon, you know, the fact that I'm only 5'9". But yet, for the progressive socialist left, they want everyone to be on the same, you know, sheet of music, on the same level. That's social egalitarianism. But, you know, you look at Venezuela and all the things that have gone wrong there, but they can't see that. They really cannot see that. And they just avoid it. They don't talk about it. They don't address it. And for some of them, they still believe that that's a symbol of utopia, where a political elite class lives well while everyone else is eating out of garbage cans.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. I know that you're back in Texas. You've even got a book out called Hold Texas, Hold the Nation. And a big focus for everybody who lives down there is immigration these days. This whole DACA blow up yesterday, Colonel West, fascinates me that there are people in this country who don't think this president has the right to rescind an executive order from the last president. The fact that this even has to go to the Supreme Court is stunning to me.
Well, it's foolish, and it shows that even adults don't understand civics here in the United States of America, because an executive order is just an edict from the previous president. And, you know, when that president is gone, if there's not a president that agrees with that executive order, then they can rescind that executive order. This is not something that is law. President Obama was not an emperor. President Obama did not sit around and say, so let it be written, so let it be done. He did not write anything cast into stone. So his executive orders, and think about it, the Paris Climate Accord, that was something that was done unilaterally, executive action. It was not a treaty passed through our Senate, which is part of our way of our rule of law and how we are supposed to have the checks and balances there. That, and along with the Iranian nuclear agreement, that was never something that was done by treaty. So we need to have a lesson on civics and understand that Barack Obama did not make law. The only people that can make law is that comes through the House and the Senate, and then the president can sign it into law once it's been passed by the representatives of the people.
Colonel West, let me wish you a belated happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service to our country.
My pleasure, and it's always an honor to serve this great nation.
Well, you know, I watched Fox and Friends on Monday morning, and they had a group of veterans who were immigrants who came here and served in our military, and they had a naturalization ceremony on the plaza outside of Fox. And it was so touching to watch these folks. They interviewed them afterwards. Many of them had tears running down their face, realizing how lucky they were to become American citizens, thankful for the opportunities that they have here. And yet we have a broken immigration system in this country that nobody will address.
And that's what we want. What you saw on the plaza there at Fox News, we want people to knock on the door and come through the front door. We invite people to come here and be a part of this incredible American dream and our way of life. What we don't want are people that disrespect our laws and our rule of law and our national sovereignty and come in through the back door. And then, of course, they become a burden on our society. And that's something that the progressive socialist left wants to leverage against us. You know, you look at California, what's happening there, and all these other places, sanctuary states, sanctuary cities. But here in Texas, we got a big problem, Mark, in that we are the number one state in the United States of America for human and sex trafficking. And you have these people that want to have open borders. You have people that don't want to decriminalize illegally crossing our border. This is the problem that we have. This is a problem that is, you know, I think that everyone should be able to come together and say, we have to seal our borders. We have to protect, you know, our children and these young ones that are coming here, especially this sex trafficking of young boys is really something that is unnerving. I've been reading a lot about that. So, again, there are many reasons why we should be securing our borders. Number one, it's part of our rule of law, our sovereignty as a nation, but also it protects people from very dangerous actors. And look what the drug cartels are doing along the border, and they are freely now trying to operate on this side of the border as well.
Well, Colonel West, listen, in the immortal words of Bill Cunningham, you're a great American. I appreciate having you on.
Yeah. Thank you. Always a pleasure, Mark. We'll chat later.
You bet. I appreciate that. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, at Alan West on Twitter there, if you want to follow him. TheOldSchoolPatriot.com is his website, and he is in the running to head up the Republican Party down there in Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.